station. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, you know, we're the bad guys when it comes to bringing you vaccine news. Well, not if you're one of the good guys. You think we're one of the good guys. But there are those on the other side that think we're all about, all we do is talk bad about vaccines. And all we're concerned about is the health of everyone in our audience. We just have a different way of going about and promoting it. But it must be really resonating out there, because they're pulling out stories that are 13 years old to try and convince you that what we're saying is completely bonkers and wrong and irresponsible even. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friends, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and the freedom to speak truthfully and factually about your immune system, where we actually acknowledge that poisoning your body is not the best way to be healthy or prevent disease. And we'll continue to stand up for that, but some of those folks out there not really happy with us in the new media, in the alternative media, Super Don. And we've got to cover those stories, because it's amazing how they're exploiting tragic circumstances to promote an agenda for which there is no factual or scientific basis upon which to go back 13 years to a tragic incident. We're going to reveal that momentarily.
Yes, sir.
First, I got to take a drink of, my Robert's water. I did the Echo 7, I did a set, level 2, 3, and 4. It's a mix. It's a nice blend of water here.
Nice. Mm.
That's the one.
Didn't
that,
your mom ever
Dr.
tell
Hazelstein,
you not to drink on the radio?
No, that was eating. Drinking, you can drink on radio, can't you?
Oh, all right. Yeah, I know. I do it every day.
As long as you're not in a mobile studio, you're okay. Well, welcome. RobertScottBell.com, the website. Of course, our syndicator, GCN, all over planet Earth through naturalnewsradio.com and rebroadcast through UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 down under, where there are great controversies on the vaccine front. Remember the Australian Vaccination Network or something?
Yeah.
They were forced to change their name because they said it was misleading. Like, if you have vaccine in the name, if you're not for vaccines, you can't actually use that unless you say anti-vaccine. You know, it's like you don't want people to come and read information that might not be officially sanctioned or approved by the government purchased by the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Right.
But here's evidence of the, I guess, the landing of the punches. If we look at it in a pugilistic standpoint, I don't like to necessarily, even though I do like, you know, boxing and stuff. The reality is it isn't our fault. It's not the Robert Scott Bell Show's fault. It's not Natural News's fault. It's not anybody in the new media. It's not Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's fault that more and more parents are saying no to vaccines, or at the very least, slowing down the introduction of vaccines in their babies and their children. No, it's not me trying to shirk responsibility either. And I will tell you exactly. Actually, I won't have to tell you. Here's an audio clip. I just noticed this. It was yesterday or today this came out. There's an article here through Yahoo News reporting off of Good Morning America. And Liz, what is it, Nepo Rent? It's like nepotism and rent all together, Nepo Rent. She said the title of the article, "Mom Whose Child Died After Catching Chickenpox Advocates for Vaccines."
Okay? Yes.
So this just came out yesterday on Good Morning America and ABC/Yahoo. And you're thinking, okay, wow, a new story, right? They get to really report on a tragedy and then beat us with a vaccine that we didn't take.
And I was looking to find out where's the news story of a girl who just died from chickenpox. I mean, that's kind of a, you know, that's kind of a big story, right?
Yeah, but it isn't there because it happened 13 years ago.
Oh.
13 years ago they trotted out. Right, yeah, now. Why? Isn't that interesting, the timing? 13 years ago, I don't know what kind of news stories came out on this case, and it certainly is a tragedy for anybody that loses a child. We are absolutely not making light of this story in that way at all. But I am just disgusted by the exploitation of this child's death, and the mom, I believe, is being exploited here in the promotion of vaccines that may or may not have done anything. And we're going to get into that, the discussions and maybe the arguments about it. We do have some audio clips from this news report here, and bear with me as I cue up this thing. Super Don, I mean, this is indeed, it tears your heart out any time you hear, as a parent, as a human being, you should be upset by this, a child dying of anything like this. But go ahead, let's run that clip.
Should you or shouldn't you vaccinate your child? There's no debate in the mind of Duffy Peterson now. She didn't vaccinate her daughter Abby against chickenpox or pneumonia. Back in 2001, when Abby was almost six, the little girl contracted both diseases at once and died. Duffy says her pediatrician talked her out of the vaccinations.
Whoa. Did you just hear that last sentence?
That's unusual.
Do you see? Yeah, no. And it backs up my contention that when people try to blame us for someone not choosing to vaccinate, literally we're just a transponder of information that we have come across directly and indirectly through research and personal experience. But it is now looking at this story, hearing this story, 2001 this happened. Let me just replay that last sentence.
Duffy says her pediatrician talked her out of the vaccinations.
Her pediatrician said, don't do it.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if the pediatrician was against vaccination. As we find out more about the story, it might give us some more insight as to what was happening here. But isn't it interesting that they would acknowledge in the story the doctor himself or herself said, no, don't vaccinate your child for chickenpox or meningitis. It was pneumonia.
Right.
What have we got to reveal here that is not in the headline about this, as they claim it's all about the folks that aren't vaccinated or the fact that this child specifically was not vaccinated and that's the reason that she died at 6 years of age? Well, they're about to reveal it here, but again, I don't see it in the written version of the article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. You can check it out. They don't say it in there, but you can hear it now. See if you can pick out what is unusual about this circumstance.
Later, it was discovered Abby was born without a spleen, an essential part of her immune system. Today, Duffy Peterson is a strong advocate for vaccinations, something stressed as well by the CDC and the World Health Organization.
Did you hear that non sequitur? Did you call it a non sequitur? You understand what I'm saying there? You have the first statement, which is the stunning statement.
Right.
Later, they found out she was born without a spleen.
Yes.
That's important information.
That's but kind of important, yeah.
rather than expounding on that, it's like, whoa, you just revealed that the girl had no spleen and that dramatically impacts on her immune system. You immediately jump to, but the CDC says get your shots. Do you see? That's why I called it a non sequitur. It's just like a leap that only talking head news readers can do. Completely ignore what they've just said as if it wasn't just said. And in this article, that is the secret reveal. That is the secret reveal. Hear it one more time.
Later, it was discovered Abby was born without a spleen, an essential part of her immune system.
Boom. Right there, you'd be like, wow, tell me more about that.
Right.
But it just jumps right, like it wasn't said, into the, you must get vaccinated, the CDC says so.
And it's an amazing thing, if you think about it, she died just a few weeks shy of her sixth birthday, and they didn't, apparently, according to this article, didn't find out until after an autopsy that she was born without a spleen, almost 6 years old.
They didn't even know she didn't have it till afterwards. Now, that was where I was going to say, I wonder if the doctor had determined that it might be risky to vaccinate because she had no spleen, but evidently the doctor didn't even know it because he was guiding the parent not to vaccinate prior to that information. So maybe this doctor was a little suspect for the absurdity of a chickenpox vaccine, because I don't know about you, but you know, when there was a kid with chickenpox in our neighborhood, we got our kids over and exposed and got it done with early. and have naturally conferred immunity. And, of course, this is one of my strongest arguments against the whole basis for vaccines, is that we were told growing up that chickenpox, when you had it, you got the immunity that would be granted to you for life because you have the antibody naturally conferred. And that's not how nature works. That's not how God created this place or whatever you perceive to have created this place. Because if it were the case, then no adult who had chickenpox in childhood would ever suffer from the shingles, which is a manifestation of the same virus. So the arrogance of man says, well, God didn't give you that opportunity, but we sure can. We will fake you out. We will trick your immune system into stimulating the antibody that you could have gotten naturally, and you still didn't get a lifelong immunity. But our version, our tricky version, is smarter than the Creator, and we'll trick your body into never having it, despite the fact that the chickenpox vaccine and the shingles vaccine is leading to more outbreaks, for instance, of shingles, interestingly enough. But still they say, no, go get the vaccine. You must get the vaccine. Now, what are they going to do to convince us to get the vaccine? Maybe they can turn to Twitter. Maybe Twitter can help save them and their dying paradigm. Dangers of vaccine hesitancy, explained in 10 tweets. This is off of the medical unit of ABC News. ABC is really playing hot and heavy on vaccines, and they think Twitter is going to save them. So they say there are 10 essential vaccine tweets that can change your mind. Hesitancy suggests indecision. Studies show that more information and support without pressure may be helpful to parents. Hesitancy, to hesitate maybe indicates caution and precaution.
Yeah.
Right? You don't just walk off into a dark room just because somebody says there's nothing there. You really want to know. You don't just dive into off of a cliff into the Mexican waters of the ocean there until you know there's not a rock right under the water.
Well, and listen, the statement hesitancy suggests indecision. How about hesitancy suggests wisdom?
Yay, thank you. Yes, very nicely said. How about this? Another tweet, withholding or delaying vaccines does nothing to prevent autism, just increases chances for vaccine-preventable disease. Really? Based on what? Allison Singer, based on nothing, your opinion. Whoop-de-frickin-do. We want some science. Where are the studies? Where are the double-blind placebo-controlled studies? Show me. We're going to go through a few more of those tweets. Yeah, not treats, but tweets.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, Bill Posey, Congressman Bill Posey, takes on the CDC next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Desperation is showing. We're just revealing the absurdity, the backstory that they may not want you to know, including the tragic story from 2001 of a little girl dying at the, just about the age of six. Finding out afterwards, even though her pediatrician, it wasn't the Robert Scott Bell Show saying anything about it, or Mike Adams or anybody else that they want to blame, it wasn't Joe Mercola saying it. This little girl's pediatrician said to the mom, "No, don't vaccinate." And then they, you know, they use this as an indictment to fight against anybody who questions it. And we look at what really happened in that case, and we'll get to some more of those tweets as well. And, of course, the CDC being, you know, slapped around by Congressman Bill Posey. There's some good stuff here today. By the way, it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Almost forgot. How could I forget? Yeah, Ty Bollinger will be joining me. And happy birthday, Charlene! Ty's better half. Ty's beautiful half. Charlene's birthday today. Happy birthday. You are lovely and wonderful for standing.
Are you saying that Ty is not beautiful?
Ty, beautiful? Who am I to judge, though, right? Who am I to judge? I got the face for radio, so I will be quiet before anybody yells at me. So, the tragedy of anyone dying, a child dying, unquestionable. The question here is, because this child didn't vaccinate, is that why she died of chicken pox or pneumonia? No, clearly not. There was an immunity issue because of the lack of a spleen. However, modern medicine failed this little girl, in my opinion, much like throughout history that has not been reported accurately in medical schools and grade schools and colleges and high schools and all of that, that the homeopathic and naturopathic hospitals close to the early part of the 20th century that were very much in existence, you found the rate of death, mortality stats associated with these diseases were closer to zero versus the allopathics, which could range from 30% to 50% or more because of their methods of suppression of disease rather than expression and support of natural immunity. So in chicken pox, it's a viral scenario. Silver, of course, stops viral replication if the particles are small enough and active enough, as they are in a hydrosol. We modulate immunity in a contemporary current way with the things like beta 1,3-D glucan, carnivora. We detoxify the liver. We hydrate properly. We can look at, what was the other disease? Wasn't meningitis, I keep, you know, on the story, is pneumonia, right?
Pneumonia, yeah.
A pneumonia of some kind. we nebulize the silver. In fact, last couple of days, you know, I've been talking about the chemtrail flu. We'll talk about it with Ty as well. My son has been nebulizing the silver hydrosol right into his lungs. He got through the cough within hours almost. Hours in the day. And these are the tools we have, homeopathic medicine to address cough and chicken pox and things. We know what to do, but the mainstream media and the pundits within it, medical or otherwise, deny that we exist on that front. They only acknowledge our existence when they want to blame us for some child being harmed because he or she wasn't vaccinated. And in this case, was recommended so by the pediatrician. So these are important distinctions to make, and I want to put perspective on it. That's why I always go back to origin points in history. It's not that we say vaccines are nothing. We say no vaccines, and we got something. We got lots of something on this end to provide natural immunity and strengthen the body in interacting with the things that are normally occurring in the environment that we all must deal with at some point in time. And with those that are immunocompromised, who can't be vaccinated, we have things for them as well. Same scenario. It's a little different message. Maybe it's a significantly different message. Now, on the tweeting story about the dangers of vaccination, there are a few more tweets there that may, you know, one or two might be interesting. Let's see. Lifetime risk of dying from a car crash, 1 in 65. We drive anyway. Risk of severe life-threatening reaction to a vaccine, 1 in 1 million. Well, listen, I dispute that 1 in a million. But tell me, how is this a congruent argument? Traveling to and fro.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to this. I like the guy. You see who it was that made the comment?
Dr. Daniel Flanders.
It's so Flanders.
Mr. Flanders.
It's right? Flanders. You remember Flanders?
Yeah. Wasn't he in The Simpsons?
He was in The Simpsons. So apparently Flanders, I guess, is now a doctor. I didn't realize. I thought he was like a preacher guy. Yeah.
Besides, you know, you don't have to inject toxic poison into your system in order to so-called drive, although it might be only a matter of time before they make your driver's license injectable as well.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, in that article on tweeting out the pro-vaccine message, they actually talk about herd immunity in there somewhere. And they spell herd immunity H-E-A-R-D.
Oh.
That's because herd immunity is actually hearsay. There is no scientific validated study to actually acknowledge that it exists in reality. It's herd. I heard about it. Is it real? I don't know. I heard some people say it is, but it isn't. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
Not yet. What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, we're done for. We're done for. We're done diddly done for. We're done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly.
Spiders! Okay, I think that was that was somebody from the CDC reacting to Congressman Bill Posey. We're going to get to that. The questions that Bill Posey posed to them. Flanders, that was a great clip to play since we were talking about a Dr. Flanders that tweeted out, you know, oh my gosh, it's dangerous to drive a car, but we don't stop driving a car. So, yeah, sure, it's dangerous to get vaccinated, but we don't stop vaccinating. It's like, it's an individual choice. And then there are others that acknowledge that it is a herd immunity scenario, that unless we get 95% of you to do it, it doesn't work. Really? That's your argument? We should all get vaccinated because it only works when we all do it? Hold hands, sing kumbaya while getting needled with toxic things you wouldn't drink? The more I look at this and over the years, the more disgusted I am with those who try to justify and defend it. Now, I am not, for the average folks out there that are still pro-vaccine, I'm not, claiming that you're somehow disingenuous in your belief. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying your belief is based on not sound science, but on a belief in something not proven, like herd immunity. A belief in something called vaccination, not proven by double-blind placebo-controlled studies. Right? We talked about the danger of the HPV shot. They brought it out and tested it not against placebo injections of saline, but of adjuvant. This is not the way you come out with your gold standard science and say, see, it works. We've proven it. No, you haven't. You haven't proven it. And on the, do we have anything else to do on the Twitter thing? Because I do want to move into the CDC Colleen Boyle thing in Congress with Bill Posey.
No, I think we pretty much covered it. I mean, it's a bunch of people saying the same stuff, regurgitating the same things that we've seen as far as what their argument is. And this guy talking about how, you know, you have like a 1 in 65 chance of dying in a car crash, but we drive anyway. Well, I'd be willing to bet you probably have a chance of like 1 in 100,000 of dying running with scissors. But that doesn't mean then we should run with scissors anyway.
I don't know what you mean by that, but okay.
I'm just saying, just because.
Running with scissors. Yeah, I run with scissors just because I like to live dangerously. Is that
That's
what you're saying?
Right. You might as well. You only have a 1 in 600,000% chance of dying by doing it, so just do it anyway.
Right. Well, and, you know, they tell us in high school, or no, in grade school, they gave us the rounded off scissors so we wouldn't hurt ourselves. Remember those? So if they really wanted to do something good like that with vaccines, they just put saline in it and nothing else and give people homeopathic nose oats. Oh, no, don't say that. You said homeopathy. That's not proven, right? All right. Well, let's carry on. Let's carry on then, shall we? Yes. Congressman Bill Posey recently appeared on Autism One's show with our good friends there. Brian Hooker was on there recently. And, wow, and we're going to be at Autism One together, all together, autismone.org, the 21st through the 25th of May. Dr. Batar will be there as well. And Bill Posey, congressman from Florida, and he was questioning them in, this is about a year ago this happened, questioning Colleen Boyle, trying to get an answer about the study we've been wanting to hear and see about. Let's revisit that audio. This is, again, Bill Posey trying to get an answer from Colleen Boyle from the CDC.
I wonder if the CDC has conducted or facilitated a study comparing vaccinated children with unvaccinated children yet. Have you done that?
We have actually done a number of studies looking at the relationship between thimerosal vaccines and autism and other developmental
disabilities. That's not what he
asked. And,
no.
There have been since...
What's she saying?
Actually, over the last decade, there have been numerous studies looking at the relationship between vaccines...
Fade her out, yeah. Did he mention thimerosal? No.
Is that what he asked?
Not at all. I don't know. Maybe Colleen kind of got something in her head, like mercury. I don't know. It's drinking the fluoride. I don't know.
I mean, what was the question he asked? What was the question he asked?
He wanted to know, was there a study comparing vaccinated versus non-vaccinated populations?
Not thimerosal causing autism.
No, there was nothing about that. Let's just get a comparison. So she continues on for a couple of more minutes here, and let's catch up to this and see if we can get an answer from Colleen Boyle of the CDC. Dr. Boyle, go ahead.
Vaccines and their components did not increase the risk for autism.
My time's very limited here. So clearly, definitely, unequivocally, you have studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
We have not studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Never mind. Just stop there. That was the meaning of my question. You wasted 2 minutes of my time.
Way to go, Congressman Posey. You wasted my time because she finally admitted they haven't conducted the test. She just kept wanting to go on and frame the debate as thimerosal is not causing autism because of the corrupt studies that we conducted at the CDC. And Posey finally got just fed up. Just tell me. Oh, wait. No, you have done it. So he did a little reverse psychology on her. She fell for it. She said, no, we haven't.
Right.
Okay, shut up, Dr. Boyle. And that was that. Now, it continues on because just the other day, Congressman Posey was on with our good friend, Brian Hooker. And, of course, the whole gang from Autism One coming together here. We're very excited to be together with them next month. That's May 21st. Through the 25th in Chicago, just next to the O'Hare Airport. And they were discussing this issue. You know, what was it like to interview this Colleen Boyle and not get these answers. Mm-hmm. And I think he was revisiting and describing what was going on there. So let me go ahead and press play.
Well, I don't like it when anybody's evasive, and I'm sure you don't, nor most of your listeners. I mean, you know, just be straightforward and honest. You know, don't be evasive. Dr. Boyle was intentionally evasive. I asked her a very direct question. You know, have you done a study comparing autism rates in vaccinated versus unvaccinated children? She started telling us about everything that she'd done in order to avoid answering that question. I mean, it's like I asked her what time it was, and she tried to take up all my time describing how a clock works, you know?
Great analogy. I mean, you know, when you ask somebody a question, and granted, listen, if you're married, you know, you can ask questions and the spouse doesn't hear you or hears it a different way. It's the nature of communication. But I didn't find anything in Congressman Posey's questioning of Colleen Boyle deceptive. Yet her answers were deceptive and tricky. I mean, it was clear. Is it just me? I think it was pretty clear.
Well, yeah, it was a simple question. Have you done a study comparing vaccinated and unvaccinated children? Well, we've done lots of studies about what type of topsoil is best for growing hydrangeas. No. That's not what I asked.
Right. Well, you can always rely on the CDC for coming straight out with the truth. And they continued their discussion here.
After she wasted 3 minutes, I cut her off, and I demanded that she answer the question. And then, only then, did she admit that the federal government has never done that very simple, fundamental, basic study. You can do that retroactively, as you know, and most of the people listening know. Every vaccine study the CDC does is retroactive, and they parade them around as being valid. So it's shocking to know that for some reason, suddenly, they say if they do a retroactive study that it's looking at past data that already exists.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? All vaccine data is retroactive because they've got no data when the stuff comes out. As I said, there are no studies that confirm via double-blind placebo control that the vaccines work. So they have to come out and actually be in force in the world. And then they do a retroactive and say, hey, look at that. The diseases aren't happening. Of course, they rename diseases. There are a lot of factors involved there. When somebody says the vaccine is responsible for you not getting the disease, it's an unprovable statement. That's the weird thing about it, because you don't know if you would not have gotten it even if you hadn't gotten the vaccine. Does that make sense? You have no way to disprove the claim. It's right. Just you believe that the vaccine prevented the disease. You don't have valid data to say it definitely didn't. Again, we come up with our charts that look at the toxicological aspects of the real, very real threat of DDT and the exposure to DDT, corresponding almost identically to the rise and fall of polio. We also have the drops in these diseases over the 20th century with the improvements in sanitation and hygiene before the vaccines were introduced. Yet the belief is, perpetuated by a bunch of liars and all of those that are following the liars, that vaccines eradicated disease or most disease in the 20th century, including smallpox, which is a lie. You're so arrogant you believe you can eradicate a disease from the planet? You know what I'm saying, Superdon? Yeah. That we're so arrogant. Who created this place, whether you perceive it's a god or creator, supreme being, whatever? Do you think man is that smart that he can eradicate we can eradicate ourselves?
Man thinks he is smarter than whatever you want to call it, God, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the ego, man.
It's the arrogance of man is what's going to be the end of man, in my opinion, because he wants to recreate or create better what is already here. It's no different when we're looking at the GMOs or we're looking at the Frankenfish, and you know they got to try to make everything better, but don't look at the long term effect of what that's going to be. And as far as the what Bill Posey was looking for here, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. If they actually did the study where they compared vaccinated versus unvaccinated, and it was a genuine study, and it was done in a transparent way, independently, third party, would that not finally put an end to this debate?
It could very well, because as we've seen some analyses coming up from overseas showing that the autism incidence in non-vaccinated individuals is far lower, significantly lower.
So it can only lead one to believe that the reason why they haven't done this study is because they don't want those results to come out.
Yeah, well, there you go. You said it well. Now, we can always rely on our supplements, but today, so the Today Show says, no, you can't. Most supplements don't work, but you still love them. Let me ask you, are your supplements working, or are you just throwing your money away? When you do the stuff we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's working. We hear from you. I know they do. So go to robertscottbell.com, click on the links. They are abundant, the banners. Those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, we actually use them. And they do work, despite what the Today Show says.
What does the headline say? Most supplements probably don't work.
Probably don't. We don't know. Probably. We don't know. But we're the mainstream media, and we're trying to convince you not to take supplements, but you better darn get those toxic injections. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we are just a bunch of grumpy old men. Is that
probably
what we are, Super Don? Are we grumpy old men?
Probably.
No, we're not 70 yet. We can't be grumpy old men. We'll find out after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome? The way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
What we just covered today on the show, it's really so astonishing. When you step back and look at some of these things that we cover in our inimitable way here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you go, dude, why didn't I think of that? Or how come I didn't see it that way? Well, listen, I think we've all come through massive programming and have to go through massive deprogramming, right? Like we've all been in a vaccine cult, a pharmaceutical medical cult. It's the rare individual out there that grew up in a family that didn't adopt drugs as their, you know, sacred mantra and vaccines. It's rare. It happens. Occasionally I meet folks like that. But most of us had to undo the brainwashing to see that there's another way to go. And this should cross all political bounds, all spiritual, you know, whatever you got. It's like honor your body. Learn what it takes to make it go and get rid of the stuff that's making it not go. And don't be too grumpy along the way. Because, you know, you men, you know you're going to get there eventually. Grumpy old men.
Grumpy,
you know, my mentor in homeopathy, man, he was a grumpy old man. I'm just saying, honestly, about it. He had some grumpiness, some serious. But there were other issues there that started earlier on. But this study here, is it a study? Yeah, this is a study. It's always going to be a moment of, huh? Who puts money into this? Men get grumpy at age 70. If you're a male who's approaching 70. 50, good news. Recent study found that 80% of the 1,300-plus men surveyed found that life improved around 50. Are we feeling that, Super Don?
Yeah.
Life's getting better.
Getting close to 50. Not quite there. You're closer than I am.
So much better all the time. Yeah. And as opposed to the 20% who said it doesn't get better till retirement. I'm thinking, what would you do when you retire? I know some people, I think a lot of the healthiest men and women never retire because they love what they do. They just keep doing it, whatever it is. Keep working.
Right.
But there are some that not so happy, and around 50, they might even start to get grumpy. Do you know any of those, Super Don?
You know, I see grumpy people who are 30. So, yeah, I don't know how much I want to put into these, you know, the results of this. But the interesting part about this is they say that good times apparently have an expiration date.
Yeah, unlike this show, which requires no expiration dating.
That's right.
But we did. We went into the time capsule, went forward in our time machine, the Robert Scott Bell Show time machine, and we got some audio, secret audio clip of Super Don at 70. And this is one possible track. If the Robert Scott Bell Show ever gets taken off the air, this is what you will sound like.
Get off my lawn. Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
Go back in the house.
Yeah. I blow a hole in your face and then I go in the house. And I sleep like a baby. You can count on that.
That was me last night, actually.
Oh, that was you last night.
No, I'm worried, yeah.
Get off my lawn. What was that movie? Clint Eastwood? What was that?
Oh, Gran Torino. Gran Torino. Absolutely awesome movie. One of my favorites. Right up there on the top.
I figured you'd appreciate that. But no, as long as you're doing, you know, what you love to do, of course, it's hard to be grumpy. It's harder to be grumpy. Now, we've got Ty Bollinger coming up because it is Outside the Box Wednesday. It is Charlene's birthday. God bless you, Charlene. We love you. for standing beside a man and supporting him the way it allows him to go out to the world and do the wonderful work that, that Ty Bollinger does. We very much appreciate you. Can't thank you enough on your birthday. So no grumpy old men here. Ty is not a grumpy old man. Maybe Batar is. We'll ask Ty about that when we're all together in Asheville, North Carolina. That is the 18th through the 20th of July. We've got a lot of events this weekend. Cannabis Cup. Super Don and I will be there. Cannabis Cup in Denver, Colorado. Come by and see us. If you've already got your tickets, you're in. Also, I will be speaking, let's see, live broadcast a week from yesterday, Earth Day, the 22nd, at the Port Orange, Florida. Debbie's Health Foods. So check that out as well. My event that I normally do in Eustis is canceled because we're going to be in Denver this weekend. So that's cool.
And tomorrow we've got a busy day. Tomorrow we've got a Canadad coming on, Chris Snyder, who's going to talk about his son and the success he's had with CBD. We are going to be doing, for the first time ever, a simulcast. We are going to be on with Adam Kokesh on his show, Adam versus the Man.
Yes.
We will do it in a simulcast of the show on his show tomorrow. And the return of someone we haven't talked to in a long time, Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger.
Jack Hunter is coming back. Yeah. I don't think he calls himself the Southern Avenger anymore, but we'll always think of him fondly way.
Yeah, he'll always have the cape and the mask with us.
Yeah, so we'll do political healing with Jack. Also, Adam versus the Man, great guy, Adam Kokesh. I'm looking forward to that. We'll actually have video on with his show. So check that out. But we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing like nowhere else in the media. Thanks to NaturalNewsRadio.com and GCN, our syndicator. Tell your friends. And if you want to hear it on a radio station, contact in the show notes. There's a way to contact GCN to ask how we can help. Get help. Do it. Put us out there. We're loving this. And, of course, Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box. Wednesday, happy birthday, Charlene. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.